Blog Talk Radio.
Have tuned in to Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his wonderful name together. Truly, we come to exalt that wonderful name of Jesus on today, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to be blessed with our Oktoberfest. Oh, Oktoberfest is a time where we're going to be interviewing some wonderful, wonderful people of God that is doing some great things in the community and around the world, making an impact into the lives of God's people. And on today, I have a very, very special guest with me on today, and my guest is none other than Mona Martin, who is the founder and the owner of the Christian Dance Academy. I'm going to read to you in just a few minutes about her bio, but I want you to understand and know what some things that the Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment is doing. We are sharing the victorious Word of God through empowerment, through biblical lessons and principle, as well as doing interviewing of God's wonderful people to share with some of the great things that they are doing in the community and exploring the theological implication as well as contextualizing the relevancy for today's living. I tell you, these are the best of time, and it is your season. All you need to do is tap into it. And so as we go further, I want to read the bio of our special guest for today, and I am just so excited about this great woman of God. I have here in my hand one of her pamphlets about the Christian Dance Academy, and I just want to read just a little bit about it, and then I'm going to read her bio and welcome her on. And in this wonderful, beautiful brochure, it said, welcome to your chance to dance with the finest dancer in the Spokane community and around the world. The Christian Dance Academy is the first dance organization of its kind in Spokane, Washington. One of their motto is, dance with inspiration and no hesitation. Let's share with you about this wonderful woman of God. It said, while some people pray or sing to communicate with God, Mona Martin dances. Since ordained minister Carl Cartwright from Texas prophesied to Mona about dancing, she has been involved in the ministry of dance for 12 years. The Christian Dance Academy is just one component of Mona's ministry, as she also danced for her own church, teaching groups of young girls and women. In addition, Mona assists other church groups as they create their own dance ministry. Overall, her purpose and goal is to be a positive role model, as well as to ignite people's dream, passion through the arts of dance. The Christian Dance Academy opened in January on the 2nd in 2012 at the Emmanuel Family Life Center, which offer ballet and prophetic dance lessons to children and adults. The idea for the academy came to her in October of 2011 while she was working as a receptionist at Rockwood Clinic. Mona felt God's calling her into a new direction. With the help from other dancers in the community, the academy took on a life of its own. My God, my God. I want to welcome to some and introduce to others none other than Mona Martin. Mona, welcome.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Dr. Oren. I'm so honored to be here with you. Amen.
Well, it's an honor having you with me on the show on today. I tell you, we have been in the Pacific Northwest area, have been tremendously blessed by your ministry, the prophetic dance that you come and So graciously allow God just to flow through you in just that prophetic flow and bringing in the prophetic and setting the tone wherever you go. I have seen how God have used you in such a profound way to just set the tone by the dance and usher in the glory of God. Why don't you share with us on today your inspiration? How did this all come about?
Well, that's funny. When I was prophesied to by Mother Cartwright, or Prophetess Cartwright, that I was going to dance, and she had prophesied for about an hour or so over me, and I had never seen dancing in the church, so I didn't know what it looked like. You know, I didn't know what a dancer looked like. I didn't see it, never, you know, I've never been exposed to it. But what God was doing is he was fine-tuning me in the privacy of my own home. And so after that prophetic word went forth, I didn't automatically start dancing in the church. I started dancing at home, and that's where he was grooming me, preparing me, and teaching me how to cultivate an atmosphere of worship through movement.
And then finally,
I got some courage to start dancing in the back of the church, and that's how that started.
Wow, that's profound. And one of the things that you said, and it brought to mind that when God calls us, sometimes he'll take us and bring us into his chamber by calling us away or into that intimate place as he begins to groom us and begin to prepare us. And then at the appointed time, he presents us to his people or presents us to the world or present us to those that he wants us to move forward in, out of that place of obscurity to that place of prominency. And so that's profound. Share some more about from there, from the dancing. How did the academy come about?
Well, I had been dancing in the church for a while, and I knew God had I knew entrepreneur was on me, but I just didn't know what. I was able to do many things well, but I just didn't know what he wanted me to do. So I was in the medical field for a while, and while I was sensing the pulling of the Lord, first of all, I had written, one of my coworkers had given me a book, and it was called Knitting Together. And I began to read that book, and it began to talk about purpose and destiny, finding what you're passionate about and going after that. So it was a little workshop that I did, you know, my three passions. And, of course, dancing was number one, ministry was number two, and business was number three. So I sort of kind of wrote out a little something about that, and I put it in the book, and I started praying about it. Well, a year later, God began to tug on my heart about opening up a studio.
Wow. And I hear the scripture just leaping out of my spirit is write the vision and make it plain.
Exactly.
And how that you just, you know, written that thing down and gotten it out of your spirit, out of your heart, out of your mind. And I think that sometimes we don't really tap into that principle enough, because there are people that are listening to us today are sitting there with great giftings, and I appreciate what you said about the entrepreneurial and things, that same type of heart and things, but they just have not taken it to that next step. And I commend you for stepping out by faith. Why don't you share with us some of your wonderful experience that you had since, you know, moving forward and how God, you know, met you there.
Right. You know, when he gave me the academy, and now I couldn't have thought this on my best day. I mean, I'm not that smart. You know, I tell people that I could have thought of this on my best day. And God just gave me the blueprint and the layout on how the academy was to be structured. And after he gave me the blueprint or the instructions, I began to pray about it. Now, we had no money. We had no backers, none of that. And so we had to pray this thing through. So it was birthed from prayer. And then God began to give me key people that I needed to connect with that, what helped me put legs and a body to this. And so I started to connect with dancers and other people that could help me. And that's how we were thrust into the academy. And I tell you, it has been an amazing journey. I could not have been so grateful of the things that I've experienced and the people I've met and the things that God has done through movement. It continues to blow my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And I appreciate you seeing through movement, and I really appreciate that, and just you sharing your wonderful, wonderful story through that movement, because God is constantly moving. And mm-hmm. and when you said that word, it just leaped in my spirit. You know, it is a movement. The Holy Spirit is constantly mm-hmm. moving and things mm-hmm. and constantly revealing himself, and the living God is dwelling among us. Now, share mm-hmm. with me some of the areas that you find the greatest of joy, whether it's in the academy or whether it's dancing among in front of God's people, and I don't like to even say dancing in front of God's people. If you can, and you can correct me, I would like to say ministering unto
exactly.
God and things, and things ministering unto God in the presence of His people and things, and then bringing His people into His presence through your
exactly.
invoking Him through movement
exactly.
and things.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
What happens is there's an intimacy going on. See, what God does is there's a communication that I'm having with Him through movement, and He so happens just to pull back the curtains to let you guys see our conversations.
Yes.
Yeah. And
wow.
so that the intimacy that people see that's going on between me and God through movement helps usher the people into His presence. They're like, okay, if she can talk to Him like that through movement, then maybe I can enter into His presence and touch His heart.
Wow. Yeah, and that's so profound in things, because a lot of time, you know, we grew up shouting in the church and dancing before the Lord and things like David. But the ministry that the Lord has bestowed upon you is not only just the privilege to be able to dance before Him, but also to bring a message back to us. And that's what I've been getting too, is that, you know, even you in the present, you bring in something, you bring in fresh oil, you bring in down ruah, you bring in down a wind. That suddenly that sound from heaven among the people. So the communication of the release and the respond itself is so mm-hmm. profound. Things share some more about your experience or that you would mm-hmm. like to share with us on today.
Well, you know, one thing that I teach dancers, you know, it's so easy to dance, Dr. Oren. Anybody can dance. Anybody can learn to dance. Anybody mm-hmm. could, Dr. Oren. And we also, we just don't teach movement, but we also teach how to govern yourself as a dancer. I believe this, that the wells of dancing have been plugged up or stopped because us dancers have not allowed God to really form character in us, godly character, the fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, you know, we try to perfect movement, but we need to also perfect our godly walk, our character, all of that plays a toll. That's what keeps the vein open for dancers to be able to minister and be able to have opportunity to express God's glory through movement. So that's one of the things, areas that I'm very passionate about, is teaching how do I go in and out of the among the people? How do I present myself in a professional way? How do I present myself in a godly way? Not just dancing and moving, but what do I do off the stage? You know, that's very important.
That's important.
A lot of times we focus on the stage, but we don't focus on what do I do when I get off the stage? How am I governing myself?
Wonderful. And I think that that's so profound, Sister Mona. I think that that is such a profound element sometimes that can be missed. And I'm so glad that to hear you say that, because, again, the scripture said gift and calling is without repentance. And sometimes people fail to realize that. And I'm not saying all, but sometimes that can happen. Mm-hmm. But I think that that is so critical, what you're saying. I have seen many people, and many people have come across my path and things and stuff, and have great gifting and things. And my heart sometimes quenched, because if they would just sit up under the leadership, or sit up and get the discipline and get the character aspect fine-tuned, as well as they operate in their gift, that would be just a glorious blessing to God's people and to God as well. And so I'm so glad that you hit on that aspect, because that's just as critical as just having gifting. And so thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And things. Now, there may be some people that are inspiring to move into to dance and being called into that area. And I know you already gave us the leeway, actually, into character building. I think that that's very critical and things. But what would you would share with them as they're moving forward into that ministry, or already in the ministry and want to go to the next level? What would be some things that you would want to share with their hearts?
First of all, I think that being able to shift the atmosphere in your own home is very critical, very critical. And so not just wanting to shift it in a church or a function or whatever, but you have to be able to shift and change atmospheres in your own home. So that takes a daily devotional time with the Lord. Time with God, intimacy with time, worship time with God is so critical. It's so critical. And that also takes us dancers to the next level. We're more sensitive in the spirit realm. We understand how to touch Daddy's heart. We understand how to flow. How to flow. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? How to flow prophetically. So I would just recommend the crucial time is some private time, your own private time of worship. Not trying to think of something to show, something to present none of that. Just your time with God through dancing. Another thing is everybody has a gift of movement if you feel the call. A lot of times people say, well, I'm not trained, or I'm not this, or I'm not that. But if you commit yourself and you are available to God, God will use you. He will use you, and he will put his anointing on you, that you will flow as if you have been trained by the best. And so if you have a willingness to serve God and his people, God will anoint you and take you to the next level. See, that's the key. The key is if you have a heart to serve God's people, then God will prepare you, develop you, and take you into areas and dimensions and opportunities so that you can do that for him.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I profound, and I just want to reiterate some of the things that you said. The ability to start at home by practicing shifting your own atmosphere at home, and that time with God, or worshiping God, is very, very critical, and things and maintaining that sensitivity. Wow, this is some profound things. And I like, too, how you said that everybody has a gift of movement if you commit yourself to God. Because he loved for us to dance before him. He said for us to leap for joy and things to worship him. And the last point that you hit or shared with us was the willingness to serve God's people. I think that we have to keep ourselves in such a good place and things, because the enemy comes and try to rob that I think, aspect from God's people. But I think that if we can maintain and cultivate just that willingness to serve God's people, to be that servant to the people and unto the Lord our God, and things is very, very, very critical. And things, very critical. And things, now, the other elements that you incorporate that I really love, too, is the flags. Oh, and your scarves and things to create. Yes. Can you, and my hands are flowing. I feel like I'm moving in the movement now. Lord, body, I felt something. I felt the unction there.
Yes.
Oh, goodness, my hands just went up and just started flowing.
Yes.
You can create that atmosphere right now. And things.
Yes.
But why don't you share with us and things, that element, I think that is so gracious too.
Wow.
And things, please.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because I have bought my first pair of flags I bought, I think three of them, and they sat in my corner for 3 months or 6 months before I used them. And I was so uncoordinated, I couldn't get the hang of it. One day I was at a meeting and I was just working with them, and the Holy Spirit just downloaded. He downloaded how to maneuver those flags. Now, I'm going to, you know, one thing about flags and veils that I use, you know, my flags, they're my dance partner, Dr. Owen. They're my dance partner. And so I've got to get to know them. And I've got to get to know me. And so that's why you see that glorious flow, because we work together as a team. And so when I get a new pair of flags, I'm usually working, I'm watching them, I'm watching how they move, how they're created to move. I don't try to force them to do something they're not created to do, you know?
Wow.
And so I allow them to take on the life of its own. But listen to this, as I compliment them, they compliment me. So we're working together. And so I'm not fighting with them. You don't see me fighting and trying to make them do something crazy. I find out what they're created to do. I watch them while I'm working with them. And then I begin to flow like they flow.
Wow.
And that's why you see that fluence, that it's fluent.
Wow. And you know, one of the things that you're saying, this is so good. I tell you, I'm literally over here, my hands flowing in the air and things. And this is so good and things. I'm just so excited about this here and things. And I know somebody, Radio Land, they're being blessed by this too, because I feel like, you know, it's so alive. It's just everything just leaping off. And what you said was just really just so profound. I've never heard it on that wise and things, that the dancer, that your flags are your partner and you're working together as a team and things, the intimacy and things aspect of it. And what I'm hearing is that you are a woman of God that is so yielded to the Spirit of the Lord and have such a sensitivity to the presence of God, and that you just don't dance or even minister, but you come because you have had a open a sepulcher that has been extended to you to come into His presence. Because you're not going to come into His presence any kind of way, but you're going to come into His presence to please Him. And to bring joy to Him, and from that joy is the release of the oil, is the release of whatever the people need, because you have presented yourself in such a way that it brings glory to the Father, and the Father, just because of you, it releases the blessing to the people. Now, and the reason why I said that is because God spoke to my heart one time, and I was doing a teaching about the giftings in the body of Christ, and I just loved it and thing. And He shared with me something that was so profound and thing. He said, Helen, there are some people that are in the body of Christ, that are in the church, that they have a gift of just having access to me. They have a key. They've been given a key. And with this key, mm-hmm. they have access to me and things because I can trust them with the key that they're just going to go in and get what is need or come in and do what need to be done. And he have had this air trust with that individual. And that's what I'm hearing for you, too. That's why the Lord brought it up, that you have such a trust before God. God entrusts you with his glory.
Wow.
God entrusts you with his presence. God entrusts you with his prophetic word. He entrusts you with his rhema. He entrusts you with those things that are important to him. He can let you have as much glory as you want to bring to the people because you're not going to take the glory, but you're going to use that glory to bless his people and things.
Wow.
And that's what God showed me when I was preparing one time for that particular lesson that I was teaching. And I said, wow, and things. And when he showed me, and he said, normally a lot of times they're intercessors too and things that have given and granted permission to come in before the presence. And these people are the ones that hold the key and things to either bridge the gap, to take the church to the next level, to open up portals for God's people. And he said that's very critical. And sometimes people walk over that and don't even see that gift that I have placed in the house because sometimes it doesn't look as popular as other gifting or other things and stuff. And this is what God is sharing with me now, that is something that he has given you permission wherever you go to bring prophetically and thing to the people and thing. And so we honor you, your love, your character, your integrity. You're a very person of integral person, and we honor what you have blessed us with in this region. And I know God is opening some greater doors and things. So why don't you share with us, this is so good, why don't you share, you know, if there's anything that you would want to share with anyone or whatever God have on your heart, why don't you take this time and just share that with whoever it may be or whatever God has laid on your heart as you was preparing. We want to hear from you as what God is saying to you.
Right. Wow. You know, I'm in a place where God is bringing back some foundational principles in my life. One of them is fasting. And a lot of times, you know, as a dancer, you know, we exert a lot of energy and, you know, momentum and things of that nature. But God is saying, Mona, come back to the foundation of fasting, you know. And so for me, that's what he has been dealing with. It helps me be a little bit more sensitive in the realm of the spirit realm. It also protects that prophetic in me. It also has kept down some fleshly stuff, pride and arrogance and fleshly stuff in me that that needs to be submitted to the spirit, to my spirit man, you know?
Yeah.
And so I have been going through that journey with the Lord. It's been amazing. You know, something that you said is I understand why he is calling me to a season of fasting is because, you know, if we're to have a key to the access of the spirit realm, we should be able to have a pure vein of what's going on, not anything diluted or polluted with flesh or self or other things. And so I just really sense the Lord for me and any dancer that is seeking God to take them to the next level. What's the next thing? Where are you wanting to take the dance ministry? What do you want to do in my life? That we come back to a place of fasting, you know, whether it be without food or TV or Facebook, whatever it is that you need, that God tells you to, then be obedient to that, because there's some secret things that God is wanting to tell you. He wants to take you into the chambers, his chambers, so that he can speak to you about the next stage and phase of your ministry or the next stage and phase of your life. Maybe you're done in this season. Sometimes seasons are over, and we're not knowing what to do in this next this next thing. So we tend to stay into what we're familiar with. And like a baby that stays into a womb too long, it can cause death, you know, or harm to the mom or and the baby. So while we are fasting and seeking the Lord, He will show us and direct us, okay, now this season is over. Now I need you to transition over here. And even though you're not sure about how it goes or what it looks like, trust me, and I will take you into places and realms you've never seen and you've never been in. And so I just admonish the people that, you know, take some time out with the Lord. Go into His chambers, whatever He is asking you to do, whether it's, you know, worship time, whether it's fasting time, whether it's praying time, or maybe it may be all three of those things, you know, that you heed to what He's telling you, because there's secrets, there's things that He wants to take us into, and sometimes we miss our season of visitation because we don't heed or we're not sensitive. And we don't want to miss our season of visitation. We want to be right in the sink of God. We want our ears to be so close to His mouth that we can hear Him whisper.
Yes. Wow. What a way, what a word, and what a word to the people. And I think, Mona, that that is so profound, and a profound word to leave with God's people and things. We don't want what God's doing in this season to be diluted nor polluted with the flesh and things. And we're called to go to that higher place and a higher realm with Him, especially with the door open. And I tell you, this has been such a tremendous blessing. And I really believe, just as you said, that God is calling us back to the basic principles that He's given and disciplines that He's given to us as the people of God, yielding over to the Holy Spirit, finding out the vein of the Spirit of God, His heart and things, and actually moving forth in ministry and things. I tell you, you are such a phenomenal woman. I admire you. I admire how you allow the Holy Spirit to flow. I can see God just using you in such a, on a greater and a bigger platform of doors that He's opening unto you. And so I want to say I thank God for you being my guest on today, as well as the kicking off the Oktoberfest for home. This is tremendously have been a tremendous blessing of you sharing and sharing your heart with us and all that God is doing in and through you. And I commend you to keep up the great work and continue to do all that God has called you out to do, because you are making an impact into the lives of God's people. Your character, your heart, it all exudes through your dance. And most of all, your intimate relationship with our Father, Abba Father, and things, Daddy God. Now, I know we have to bring you back another time that we could talk about soaking, because that's another area that that I know that you... Yeah, so we'll have to have you back on and things so that you can talk with us about soaking. That's an area that I love doing myself, and I know you can share some great insight and help people to engage in it in their home and create that atmosphere, but most of all engage in an intimate relationship with God through music and things, even in a more greater way, and setting the tone even in their own homes. And so I want to say I thank God for you. Thank you for being and joining me on today, as we get ready to close out. I'm just going to ask if you pray with the people of God and offer us a prayer up unto them, and then we're going to close out for today. Again, thank you for being with us on today. I know God is doing great things in and through you. And so you can tell them how that they can get in contact with you, and then if you want to pray for us.
Yes. First of all, I thank you, Dr. Owen, for the opportunity, and you've been such an amazing role model and an example, a wonderful general to us that are in the ministry that's coming up. So thank you so much for what you do for us. You can contact me on Facebook, Christian Dance Academy, or my email address is cdaspokane@yahoo.com. On Facebook, I'll have a contact number. So if you want to contact me, feel free to do that. And I guess I'll pray now. Is that okay, Dr. Owens?
Yes, that will be fine.
Father, we just thank you, first of all, for this opportunity to begin to open up and express the importance and the power and how you're using dance and movement to advance your kingdom. And I just thank you, Daddy, for the people, dancers that are filling the tug at your heart, or at their heart, that you're tugging them and wooing them and prompting them to come into a place of intimacy with you, whether through movement, whether through worship, whether through prayer, whether through fasting. I don't know what that might be or what that looks like, but I thank you that you're calling us into your chambers. You're calling us into your chambers, and we're saying, Daddy, we want to go. We want to go. We'll go with you. And so I just thank you for the season that you brought us into. I thank you for Dr. Owens and what you're doing in her. We thank you for the blog, and we just thank you, Father. And we just call the people that are listening today, we just call them blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Mona. Again, it was Mona Martin who is kicking off the Oktoberfest, and she is the owner and founder and owner of the Christian Academy, Dance Academy there in Spokane, Washington. You can reach her via Facebook, or you can go to CDA Spokane, I believe it was .com, and things, and you can get more information about her. And I encourage you to have her out to your church or your function. You will be greatly, greatly blessed. Amen. If you need a prophetic word or a shift, have this woman of God there. You will be greatly, greatly blessed. Or even to come in and to train or to share with your already formed dance troupe or team and things, or help to develop a dance team in your church. So go to our Facebook and look her up, amen, over at the Christian Academy, Dance Academy, or give her a shout out via her email. And so, again, as I get ready to close on today, as I will always say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you just one miracle or one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open, or it shall be open unto you. Whatever it may be, God is able to open it unto you. And so in my closing on today, thank you for joining us. I encourage you to go check out our website, DrHelenOrm.com or ShekinahGloryTabernacle.com, and see, hit me up on your Facebook, and just follow us as we're doing some great things for the Lord, presenting God's wonderful people unto the masses. So may God bless you. Until we meet again, I pray that there will be no sorrow blessing that will come your way. Until we meet again, many blessings be unto you. God bless you. It's my prayer. Bye-bye.